College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101.
Hey guys, welcome back to Quad Talk 101. We are back in person on campus. I'm super excited, and one of our hosts is back, Allie Robinson. Hey Allie, how you doing?
I am doing great, Sherry. How are you?
I'm good. You know what? The first day, not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad. I'm glad I only had one class today, so like all I had to do was remember to wake up for one class. So it wasn't too bad. How about you? How was your first day treating you?
Well, my Mondays are pretty good. I don't have class till 3 o'clock, so I can get up whenever I want, really. So I haven't even had class yet. Yeah, it's pretty nice, I have to say.
Oh, that's super nice. Now, I know you were talking about a certain topic you wanted to talk about for today.
Yeah, I was thinking about talking about how we sort of balance school and our hobbies in sort of ways that we can, you know, have fun and still do well in classes.
Ooh, I like that so much. Because I know for me, when I was like at community college, I had all these extracurriculars, and then I had all this school, and then I would go to work, and I'm like, wow, I am fried. So definitely having tips on that will definitely, like, you know, help some people.
Yeah, just avoiding burnout and sort of having fun while still, like, keeping
right.
your grades up, you know?
Yeah, because it's always nice to boost the morale with, like, you know, maybe a club or something like that, but then if you overload and burn out, then it's just extra not fun.
Yeah, it just ruins everything.
Right.
Nothing's fun anymore.
Yeah, then you don't even enjoy, like, the hobby or anything.
Yeah.
So what about, so I know you were saying like how to balance that. Do you have any like tips or anything or just personal experience with this or?
I think having a hobby that you can do like in conjunction with some of your work can be fun. I know that I crochet a lot. So
Ooh.
I can like crochet while I'm listening to an audiobook or my like textbook being read to me. So I'm sort of multitasking and I can get two things done at once.
That's really smart. You know, I love those mindfulness activities, right? Because sometimes like I'll have a hobby and then it'll suck me away from school. But just like, you know, just reading or doing something more passively to kind of like help center and calm down. That's always nice, especially when you have like a bunch of classes in a row.
Yeah, I know for me that I have a lot of trouble like focusing on reading if I'm not like sort of grounded in the moment. So having something to do with my hands while I'm listening to sort of just like, I don't know, it like tunes everything else out and I can just focus on my reading while also doing something that I like to do.
I love that. Now, how did you get into, like, you know, the textbooks being read to you on audiobooks? Because I feel like I haven't heard that. I feel like it's recent for me hearing this.
That is most of my textbooks on Inclusive Access have, like, the audio that you can be read to, which is why I never opt out of them, because I know if it's not read to me, I just won't read it.
Wow. How do you feel that's, like, affected, you know, school and everything? Like,
I think it makes it a lot easier because I'm sort of the person who will like open up a textbook and just see a bunch of words on a page. And then I'll start reading, I'll finish the page and I'll be like, I have no idea what any of that said.
Right.
So listening to it is sort of a lot more helpful because I hear it, I see it.
No, I feel like that's a lot, especially for me, because, like, you know, my teacher will sign, like, 20 pages, you know, in, like, three different books. And I'm like, I get intimidated. I'm like, I can't read this.
Yeah. And you can adjust the speed and the voice, so it like it just sounds so much better than having it read in your own head and just
right.
looking at a page and a bunch of words that don't make
right.
sense.
Especially if it's in a way that you wouldn't like normally talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, I love that. I guess for me, a great, you know, mindfulness thing that I do to kind of de-stress, I've realized, is either I like to draw a lot. I like
Ooh.
To make little comics.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize when I'm doing that, I'm not thinking of anything. I'm just kind of like in the moment and I feel relaxed, as opposed to like maybe like if I'm thinking like of producing a song, I'm like, that's really involved because you have to like, you know, learn how the mechanisms
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
So I don't feel calm after that. I feel very stressed afterwards. Now that's nice. Is there any other like hobbies that you like doing in conjunction with school?
I don't know. I make TikToks a lot, but there,
yes.
I think part of that is knowing when you're like not going to make anything, whether that's a TikTok or something for school, and realizing, hey, I need to take a break now. I need to do something else, or else I'm just going to do something like that I'm not proud of, you know?
Right, right. No, that makes a lot of sense of like, okay, I got to dedicate this time to this, and also give yourself some fun, because I know for me, like in the past, what I'll do is I'll like manically do a bunch of schoolwork at once.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's a sugar high or what, but I'll be like, oh, it's fine. If I just do all the week's homework in like one sitting, I'll be fine. I'll have no homework. Like, I did that, but oh my God, like that's hard.
It's not.
It's not sustainable, and it's not like, especially for me, I was just like burnt out really badly.
And I think recognizing that, hey, I am not feeling great, I'm feeling burnt out, is a useful skill to have, because you can sort of not overwork yourself.
Right. I know. Just kind of like gauging your body and like seeing the signs of like, hey, I'm burning out. I know for me, it's always when I'm multitasking way too much. Mm-hmm. And then if someone's trying to have a conversation with me, they're like, hello, where'd you go? I'm like, yeah, I have to do this. Oh God, I have to do this. Oh, this is due. And like, that's when I know I'm like, okay, I need to take a step back and just breathe.
Yeah. I think, what was I going to say?
What was she going to say, guys?
I just totally lost my train of thought. Like,
it was there and I can't find it.
It's gone.
Honestly, I mean, everyone always underestimates like the quality of like just taking a walk.
Yeah.
Just being outside, fresh air. Because sometimes, you know, I'll be like stuck doing my assignments. But like as soon as I walk outside, I'm like, oh, this is so nice. I mean, today is raining and nasty.
Yeah.
But when it's nice outside, it's really nice.
Even not, you don't even have to go outside. Even just getting up from your desk and sitting somewhere else is just, it gives you a whole new mindset.
Right. It's a nice change of scenery. And I know for me, like, because I live in South Campus, I know at my home, like, I don't know. I know there's the separation between where you work mm-hmm. and where you sleep type of thing. And I know for me, like, just having something like that. So if you guys are just kind of like, you know, I want to change the scenery of, like, the workflow. Sometimes I'll just, like, you know, be at the kitchen table, maybe like with my laptop, and I'm like, ooh, something's flowing suddenly.
It's sort of new. It's nice to be in a new spot and be like, okay, this is new. I can actually focus now because I'm not in the same spot. I don't feel as claustrophobic.
Right. And that's how I feel about like sometimes going to the library, because mm-hmm. sometimes I'm like, okay, like there's just like stale energy in here. Let me just try and like, let me just try and go somewhere else or something. I know the library for me, like, I usually am. It helps me focus a lot because there's no TV.
And you're surrounded by people who are also working. So you're like, okay, I feel like there's a lot of productive energy in here.
Yeah.
I feel like I can get something done.
Yeah, no, I feel the exact same way because I know they have the little cubby area and it's like sometimes you can't see people. And I'm like, wow, I'm really locked in.
Yeah.
Especially like my phone. My phone is probably like the biggest, like, because I'll watch YouTube or TikToks or all this stuff. So sometimes I have to give my phone a break and put it, like, not on my person.
Yeah, I struggle with that. I'm like, okay, I'll do 10 minutes of work and then I'll sit on my phone for another 20 minutes. And then I get some stuff done, not as much as I could.
But yeah, Allie, I know you talked a little bit about, like, you know, hobbies and balancing that. But what about, like, you know, clubs and stuff and balancing those?
I think one of the hardest parts about joining clubs is the time, because a lot of the time there's overlap with like clubs in your classes. So finding clubs that fit into your schedule and that you actually want to go to and make time for is really helpful.
No, you know what? You're right. Because I know for me, sometimes I'll have like a minor interest in a club, but as opposed to like something I'm like, oh, this is like what I want to do with my future. So just kind of like weeding out and see like which ones. Because I know for me, whenever I used to get opportunities for clubs, I'm like, I got to join all of them.
Yeah.
My resume. This will be good for that. And then like I'm bogged down with clubs and now I'm not enjoying it as much.
Yeah. And even if you like, if you think you're not going to like it, just going to one meeting can give you enough information of, oh, do I want to go back or is that something that I can do without?
Right, right. No, that makes a lot of sense because I definitely like checked out some clubs and that. Or like, you know, when they send the mass email out and I'm like, okay, this is like, you know, I had a mild interest, but I realized this is not something that I'm like super invested in.
Yeah, because you don't want to get bogged down with clubs like you would with classes, because then that kills all the fun.
Right, because then if it's like, okay, I got these clubs and then I got all these classes and then I got work and then I got it's like a whole thing.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a chore going to something that you want to do.
No, that's true. And I know for me, like we were talking a little bit about you know, sensing when you're burning out or something, and I know for me, when I'm burning out, I know, because then I won't know what time any of my clubs are.
Yeah,
because I'll be like, wait, I have a club, or like, wait, what's going on today? And I'll know, and I'm like, okay, the forgetfulness, it's because I have so much going on that I need to cut something back.
Yeah, and I think I said this already, but knowing when you're burnout is just, it's really good, because then you can sort of take a step back and be like, okay, what do I need to cut out or what do I need to change so that I'm not feeling this crappy all the time?
Right, right. And you were talking about, I made her do a mic check, guys, and I was like, tell me about your favorite breakfast.
Well, my favorite breakfast is, ooh, I don't know. I've been on a Greek yogurt kick lately.
Ooh, like, that's good.
Just Greek yogurt with some honey and granola. It's really good.
It's so simple, but so nice. Yeah. And I've never thought to do that, and I don't know why. Like, I'll see it. I'll see stuff where it's like, here's cottage cheese with honey, and, like, it's, like, a little more. And I'm like, wait, I could just buy honey, buy Greek yogurt, put the, like, call it a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, I guess for me, my famous one is... eggs, like eggs sunny side up with toast and tea. I don't know what it is about tea, but it is so calming and relaxing.
I guess last month I started like making a cup of tea every morning, and honestly it's like I look forward to it. I'll be like going to bed and I'm like, I can't wait to make my tea in the morning.
Honestly, the hype is real because I'll like get in the morning and I'm like, I already feel happy.
Yeah, it's I'm not a coffee person, so just having something to like wake up and drink, I'm like, okay, I see why coffee people like this. This is like a routine. It's nice.
No, it's nice. And I just like it for me personally because like whenever I'm drinking tea, I'm like, I feel relaxed. I'm like,
yeah.
I know for me when I drink too much caffeine, I'm just wired.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need to go somewhere. But with tea, I'm like, ah, look at the disgusting rain outside. Look at all that. You know, it's just, I don't know. I just feel more zen after I drink it.
Yeah, tea caffeine is not like coffee caffeine. Like that's coffee caffeine will just slap you in the face. Whereas you drink a cup of tea and you're like, okay, I'm ready for the day.
Have you met a tea person who's like super like, I gotta get, you know?
No,
because that's not what tea does. But no, that's really cool. You know, guys, breakfast, most important meal of the day.
Yep.
I used to just sneak off and eat a Pop-Tart and then I felt disgusted afterwards because it was all sugar. But yeah, no, thank you so much, Allie, for coming on to the show. Anything else you want to add or anything?
Well, it's the first day of in-person classes. Woo! So good luck with that.
Good luck, guys.
It feels like the semester hasn't even started and we're already 2 weeks in, so.
I know. Where'd the time go? Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at the Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.